A new working week, and this isn't the normal London morning gridlock. The fuel station here ran dry 2 days ago. It's been waiting for this moment. Tanker drivers are in short supply, not the fuel. Whatever, the result's the same. Misery for some, not panic buying. Ada Babatovci ran out of fuel 100 metres from the petrol pumps after a search that started in the early hours.
And I was very emotional, so I cried. I cried with all this. It's absolutely unnecessary. I cried and I feel so emotional. I think probably a lot of people were going through a similar way.
Lives disrupted. This driving instructor trying to get fuel to prepare his learners for their driving tests.
I've got about 5-6 tests coming up between now and next week. So I was really and truly terrified what might happen for this guy's test. So I've been going around like headless chicken around London. Nothing.
An opinion poll suggests that more than 60% of voters feel the government is mishandling the situation. And some of the messaging from ministers isn't helping the public mood.
The only reason that we have an issue at the moment with some petrol stations not having petrol in the forecourts is that people are buying petrol and they wouldn't. The most important thing everyone can do is just get back to normal, fill their cars up as they normally would, and not buy petrol unless they need it.
It would seem to be wishful thinking that this crisis is going to go away without government action. Crisis? What crisis has been the government's stance up to now? Now it's changing because people don't like being referred to as panic buyers in a situation such as this. There is a tide of public dissent. And so the pressure is on the government as the tension on the forecourts increases. Some companies have introduced rationing. Competition measures have been stopped so that fuel companies can cooperate on logistics. Another move the government has made is to try backing up UK tanker drivers with foreigners no longer able to work here because of Brexit. Short-term visas are available for 5,000 foreign truck drivers. It isn't guaranteed to work. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, London.
Well, earlier I spoke to Tom Reddy. He's a lorry driver and also a transport consultant at Green Candle Traction. He says the UK's temporary visa scheme is an option, but that it's simply not enough.
We've always had an ageing generation of truck drivers in this country. The younger demographic aren't taking up the positions because it's not particularly appealing in terms of the working hours, the poor conditions. Pay does play a part in it, but it's not the whole story. We do expect a lot from our truck drivers in the UK, and we need to start looking at the overall structure of the role and the structure of the industry to see. Because otherwise, if nothing changes, there's not going to be a future for truck drivers in the UK. It's not a job people want to do in the 21st century. It's a difficult situation, but the writing has been on the wall for the transport industry for 10, 15 years or more in terms of the shortage. The build up to Brexit, again, that was, we could see what was coming around the corner. And the industry have been quite vocal in what they were concerned about. And now we're seeing the very, very acute effects, the eye of the storm, if you like, with the situation. There's no easy way out and there's no quick fix. And what we're doing now in terms of the measures taken, the visa situation, talk of the armed forces supporting, it's all very, very questionable about where we go from here.